Hi, it's Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, and this time we're talking about a subject matter that's in the public eye, considering Disney at this point. I read an article, it's just recent, and I've seen it on social media, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to have mixed opinions about what I'm about to say, but Disney has removed the singer-actress who was in The Little Mermaid, the remake, the live-action, I guess, remake is what you would call it, of Little Mermaid. Halle Bailey, I think is her name. Not Halle Berry, the actress that won the Oscar, but who is in her 50s, Halle Bailey, who is a younger actress who just was putting the live action Little Mermaid, where all of the, you know, people, little girls of color, black and brown, little girls, you saw the reactions, how excited they were to see someone who looked like them in a lead Disney role. And not just a cartoon character, but a real person. So, very uplifting, a very good thing. Now, apparently, Disney has removed the singer-actress from the Oscar consideration for Best Original Song, which will require her to perform the song on stage during the ceremony, should it get nominated. And here's what. Halle Bailey's alleged pregnancy is apparently starting to have ramifications to her career. Now, this is alleged. Nobody has verified whether she's pregnant or not. But I would say if Disney's taking her off the list, then I would say they've asked her and she has said yes. I would just assume. But I'm just assuming. Okay. The singer-actress has been removed from the Oscar consideration for The Little Mermaid 2023 amid persistent rumors that she is currently expecting a child with her rapper beau, DDG. And don't ask me who that is, I have no idea. Okay, I'm not like a huge rapper fan in the first place. I mean, I do know rapper names, but I do not know who this person is. So it's probably someone newer that I don't know. As noted by Media Takeout, a screenshot from Disney's website from a few weeks ago showed that they had submitted Halle's song for the first time for the Best Original Song nomination. However, as of Sunday, October 1st, Disney made a change on their website and removed Halle's song from Oscar consideration. While Halle had a high chance to score an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song, this could be complicated for the rumored pregnant star. She will be required to perform the song live on stage during the ceremony, as it has been the tradition for all Best Original Song nominees for years. It should be noted, though, that Halle is still submitted for Oscar consideration for Best Actress. The category does not require a nominated actress to attend the event, which is scheduled to take place on March 10th, 2024, in person. Okay, so I guess what they're having a problem with here is that she would be seen pregnant by all these young girls. Anyway. Rumors of Halle's supposed pregnancy first surfaced in August during her boyfriend DDG's live stream. She was spotted walking in the background with what appeared to be a baby bump. Fans also noted that her recent photos of social media always featured her wearing baggy clothes to hide her belly. Moreover, a photo and video circulating online appeared to show the 23-year-old with a sticking out belly. Speculation was reignited last month following Halle's appearance on the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards. The Angel songstress, who was on hand as presenter along with her sister Chloe Bailey, reportedly stayed away from the pink carpet so she, well, red carpet with pink carpet there, so she would not be photographed. An insider told Page Six that when she was inside, she was very mindful in the way she gave hugs and who she was giving hugs to. The actress-singer also opted for a long, flowing orange dress while introducing a performance by Manskin on stage, or Manskin. A source said of her look at the event, the orange dress flow was an indicator she was trying to hide. Neither Halle nor DDG have responded to the speculation, but Chloe came to her sister's defense back in August. During an Instagram live session, she said, "And you all better keep my sister's name out of your mouth. Thank you, amen, amen, hallelujah." About to get me riled the H-E double, you know, hell up, anyway. So, yeah. Now everybody's using the keep her name out of my out of your mouth scenario, which I think is... That's even, I don't know, that to me is offensive. How come that, you know, that is what Will Smith said when he physically pummeled and assaulted Chris Rock on stage. Keep her name out of your mouth. Now is everybody going to go around and start saying that? I mean, really. At the worst moment of his human life, at the lowest point that he has ever gone to, he has ever dove to in his life, and now we're all gonna start, they're all gonna start using that? Everybody's gonna start saying that? You know, what, to try to say that what he did was okay? I just read that. I didn't see that before in the article. I hadn't scrolled down that far. So, that's the new thing? That's awful. You know, if I was anyone, I wouldn't want to repeat anything he said that day, because that was the most disgusting display of abuse. One of the most disgusting, or the most disgusting, displays of abuse in public that I have seen. I mean, here's a guy who thought he could go off the rails and do what he did on an Oscar stage and get away with it. Okay, this is the mindset of that man. And now you're all going to go around and start saying that line? Stop it. Stop it now. That is so disrespectful. And why anyone's defending him, I do not know. He deserves, you know, you have consequences for your actions. And if people are going to start taking away the consequences for his actions and say that, you know, because they feel sorry for him, he pummeled a man on stage. Okay, back to the article that I was reading. Stop saying that. It is disgusting. And every time I hear that phrase, it makes me twinge. And I can imagine what it does to all the people who have gone through abuse. Okay, stop it. All right, anyway, it's probably a trigger. So, my point on this podcast is why when a grown adult woman, even in this day and age, gets pregnant, even whether she's married or not, because, you know, at this point in our culture, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, aren't the same religion, they don't have the same beliefs, and there are a lot of people who don't have religion, and there are so many sects of Christianity and so many sects of Islam and Muslim and all those things. They're all split apart. Everyone has different beliefs, and everybody's going to their own little church, and then everybody wants to say that what they believe is right, and everybody wants to say what everyone else says is wrong. And this is exactly why there's separation of church and state, and why there should be separation of religion and state in every freaking country. Because there are too many opinions, even within a religion, that separates everybody, right? Everybody has their own view of what they think their God is, the God of their understanding, or whether they believe there is or is not a God. You can't
dictate to people how they should live their lives. And when are people going to get this? And this is something that I talk about on this channel. What people do once they close the doors of a bedroom door or once they go inside their own homes is none of your business. It's none of your business. The only time that it becomes your business is if it is child abuse, sexual child abuse, or if there is some sort of physical and mental abuse going on within that relationship. Then it becomes a legal matter, right? And that's why I'm not a big fan of BDSM going too far. You know, you can have fun with a small whip and a small paddle or whatever. Have fun with it. But when it starts hurting somebody, when you start leaving bruises and scratches and cuts, that's abuse. That's abuse. When you are hurting someone to where it is changing their physical appearance, that's abuse. And it's sick. And if you're someone who's doing that, you're sick. Sorry, I don't abide by that sort of sexual encounter when it's hurting someone. When you're choking people, whatever. I don't abide by that. That is a sick behavior. But so the only thing that is normal is that people do have sex. Okay? Everybody has sex. Well, you know, adults. All adults have sex. Everyone over the age of 18 have sex. And there are some teenagers who do, but, you know, I just want to cut this from the pedophile league, right? And two consenting adults over the age of 18 have sex. It's just how it is. And it is a natural thing to have sex. It is natural for everybody to do it. We have a natural instinct and drive within us that makes us do it. You know, we as humans are a little more cerebral and we can make a choice whether to do or not do it. Most animals don't have sex unless it's about the survival of the species. In fact, they say as numbers go down in each animal population, sometimes when there's not enough males or females because humans have killed them all off in our stupidity, animals will become they will become both sexes so that they can reproduce within themselves because there's not enough male and females. So when populations go down, animals actually don't need another sex to reproduce. Some animals are capable of doing that. And they reproduce, like they found animals that they thought were totally extinct. And they found them in new numbers. And I think that's probably what they discovered, that that's what happened with those populations. That they became both male and female in their body so that the survival of the species could continue. And all that stuff about evolution, it's all true, people. You know, when a species thinks it's going to die out, it learns, it changes, and it learns how to survive. I watched a whole show that showed how everything from insects to animals to humans, how they've changed over time to survive. I watched a thing about crickets where they literally had an invasive species come into Hawaii, and it was another like a fly or some sort of fly that was landed and would put eggs on these crickets, and then it would go into their brains and it would kill them. So what happened is these crickets figured out that the reason that these flies were able to find them was either by the noise they were making or the sounds they were making. So literally the whole new cricket population started making a new sound so that they couldn't be found. And now they're coming back. They're coming back into numbers because apparently this fly can't find them anymore. So they changed their whole, everything they do. It's their mating sounds and their calls to each other. They changed all of that so that these flies can't find them anymore. They figured out that they were being taken out by another species and they changed everything, and now their numbers are coming back. And the reason that they couldn't find the crickets before, or the reason that humans thought they were extinct, is because they didn't hear the same sounds anymore. So they thought they were all gone. But then they discovered they were there, but they had changed their sounds to keep from, So my point is that it's an instinct for all of us to have sex, right? It's an instinct for us to propagate the survival of our species, right? Now, the humans have gone whacked out over, we have overpopulated the planet. We really should stop propagating the species. We really should, say it like, when people don't want to have kids, that's fine. Let them not have kids. If they don't want to have kids, that's fine, because we need to bring the population numbers down, because the number one thing that is destroying our planet is human beings and overpopulation, right? So, but it is a natural instinct. So for me, it's really funny when people try to take women and demonize them for being pregnant, and yet not demonizing the man who impregnated him, right? Men never get demonized for it. Women do, because, of course, they're going to have the visual and the physical baby right there. They're having the visual pregnancy. They're going to have the baby. They're going to be taking care of the baby most times, because many men just walk away, right? Once the kid gets there, because all of a sudden it's not just about them anymore. Now it's about the baby. And all of a sudden they're like, well, if I'm not going to get any more attention, I'm going to go find another woman, right? So those idiots who walk away from their partners. But anyway, in this case, they are blaming her for doing something natural. I'm assuming she's not married. But they're blaming her for doing something that is natural and for having a baby. And now, even though she had this great performance and she did really well, and she's the first, person of color to be in this sort of a role, now the community, I guess, that, Disney feels that is giving them their cash, right, that is paying for this movie, that is promoting this movie, that is, their patrons, they're thinking are just Christians or Muslims or, religious people. They just think it's religious people. And so they're afraid to tick off their religious sect, because let's admit it, a lot of these religious sects will get really loud. They will boycott Disney, blah, 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 and they'll make this big stink, and then, of course, it causes problems for Disney and their profits. So, instead of losing those profits, they're going to kowtow to those people, and now this person is not going to be able to be considered for an Oscar for that song, although I guess she's still up for being a Best Actress. Because, why? Well, if she is given the Best Actress nomination, she doesn't have to show up. She doesn't have to show up. And I'm sure that Disney's already told her that if she's pregnant, she can't go to the Oscar ceremony. She can't show up, because that's going to compromise their movie and the image that they're trying to put out there. Right? Because she's unwed and she's pregnant. I think the article said she was 24, so she's old enough to, to be having a baby, to be in a relationship, to even be getting married. Now, if she had gotten married before everyone found out about the pregnancy, this probably wouldn't be an issue. Probably wouldn't be an issue at all. But what it's sounding like is she's saying, I'm not going to get married. I'm just, we're going to be partners and we're going to have the baby. So now they're saying, well, then we're pulling the Oscar nomination for the song, because you have to show up for that.
you would have to stand there and sing it. Because remember, in the Oscar ceremony, all the songs that are nominated, they have the people who are singing those songs come and perform. So, they don't want her performing if she's pregnant and, you know, or if she's not going to have had the baby by then. And I can't remember, it was 2024, I can't remember when the ceremony is going to be, but maybe she won't have had the baby by then, or maybe she've had the baby and she will still be heavyset. Who knows? Whatever reasons they're giving her. So that's the reason that they're saying that they don't want that the song nomination in there anymore. Which is sad. Because whoever wrote the song, you know, whatever, is not going to get their, you know, nomination. So, you know, it's kind of ruining it, not just for her. I mean, if they feel like they're punishing her, but it's ruining it for everyone involved, you know. The people who wrote the song, the lyrics, composed, produced it, whatever, edited it together, whatever, right? So all of those people are going to lose out because Disney doesn't want her to be on stage pregnant. I mean, I just think it's so silly that we are still at this point at this time in history where we're not accepting the fact that people get pregnant. And I can remember, like, years ago, a niece of mine got pregnant. She was 14. She was 14 when she got pregnant. And everybody's losing their heads about it. And my thought was, you know what? She's old enough to be pregnant, right? She's of, you know, puberty age. The boy she was pregnant with was her age, you know? And so it wasn't anything unfounded, right? And she's going to have the baby. And that was my point to everybody. I was like, everybody's losing their head over this. And you're all, you know, giving her a hard time about it, making her feel bad about it. This kid's coming. She's going to have it. You know, she decided she was going to keep the kid and going to have it. And the father wanted to keep the child as well. And, you know, yeah, they were only 14. They were just, like, to me, babies. But I was like, you know, they're going to have the baby. Why are we giving her such a hard time? What we should be doing is embracing her, supporting her, and letting her know that we're all going to be here and we're all going to be helping her, and that this is a joyful time in her life and it shouldn't be a sad time. It should be a joyful time. This is her first child and she has decided to keep the child. She's decided not to abort the child. Believe me, she was given that choice. So, we should embrace this and quit giving her such a hard time and quit pulling attitude. And you know what? The whole thing shifted. I mean, I gave people a really hard time. We were at one of her baby showers and I really just read the riot act to everybody. And I said, you all need to stop. And I said, and if you don't stop, every time I'm around her and you start this, I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to make sure that I make you look bad for what you're doing to her. Because she shouldn't have to be putting up with this. She needs support. And she's a teenager. She needs it more than even an adult woman would need, right? This is a tough time for her. She's getting that kind of... she's going to be getting teased at school because she's going to keep going to school until she had the baby. She's going to be teased by everyone else in society. What she needs is for her family to support her and to be there and not be teasing her and to be fending off all these people who are going to be giving her a hard time in life. And it's going to be hard enough. She's so young. Now she's having to realize that she has to raise a child. You know, she's got to take night school, whatever, and get through school. So I supported her, you know, and everyone's attitude changed after that. It was amazing. Well, I think they just didn't want to, put up with my wrath because, you know, I was going to embarrass them. And I told them that. I said, you know, if you're going to give her a hard time, I'm going to give you a hard time. And I won't care what you say about me. She does. I'm going to defend her. And, we were even talking about taking her in and having her live with us. If people didn't leave her alone. So, I told him, if you want to have this experience, I told her parents on both sides, if you want to have this experience and have your grandchild in your life, you better stop this stuff now. Because if we have to step in and pull her out so that she doesn't get abused anymore, we'll do it. And we'll give her the option. Well, I think that was a big part of why everybody kind of cooled down. So, that was even, years ago, that happened. Attitudes still haven't changed. And it amazes me that, as we're seeing less people getting married, where there's a lot of couples that are just staying together and not getting into marriage. We're seeing a lot of women saying, and I've said it, marriage is not a positive thing for a woman. It just isn't. Marriage does not legally help women in any way. In fact, I think I've stated this on other podcasts, the court systems are made up of mostly men. So when someone goes through a divorce after marriage, the women tend to not get what they should after a marriage is over. They rarely get 50%, and they rarely get enough for child support. I mean, child support usually only covers maybe a half a week to maybe a week of a kid's life every month. And then the next 3 weeks, there's no money because they never give enough child support to the mother, right? And so the mother's constantly struggling. So the mother ends up paying for everything, and then you've got the fact that women are paid less than men. So how is that fair? The man should be giving more, especially when men are paid more, right? I've said this about going out on dates. People are like, well, shouldn't you pay for dates? I'm like, no, I'm not paying for dates until women have total equality. When, as long as men are making more money than women, every man is going to pay for every date that I go on with them. I am not paying for a date when men make more money than women do. No way. Now, if I was a billionaire, maybe I would pay for it, but you know what I mean. So, the point I'm making is, as long as men are making more, no, they're paying for the date. That's just the way it is. And I'm not gonna feel like they should expect anything from me either. Because, if they... Most of the guys I've dated have heard that speech. I said, no, you make more than me, so you can pay for the date. When equality finally happens, then I'll pay for the date. And then I never hear anything about it after that. There's no pressure. There's no, I paid for the date, you need to sleep with me kind of bull. Never comes about. Anybody who does that to you is disrespectful anyway. But, so the same thing happens there, right? So here are these women who get divorced and they end up struggling because now they have the kids, they have all the financial considerations, and then the men walk off and go find another family, which also shows that they're not giving enough money to the ex-wife because they're able to go start another family and have a big house and everything while the ex-wife is still struggling in an apartment somewhere, right? Because men make so much more than women. So, it's not an equal market out there. So, I thought we had gotten to the point where, with women saying, I'm not getting married, I'm staying single, I'm focusing on my career, and if I have kids, then it is going to be 50-50 because I'm not going to be married to the guy, he's going to have to pay me half, And unfortunately, I don't know if that makes a difference. I think sometimes it does when it's, two separate people and they're not married and you're not having to consider that. But so it might actually help women to get a little more money when it's that sort of a situation. But
My point is, marriage has never been a good thing for women. So why would women get married? Why get married anymore? And I just watched a video the other day about, they were giving honors to this African-American woman. And she had been married twice. She had a husband who passed away, and then she married again. And she said, and then he passed away. And what she said was, once that happened, she looks back at her life, and she said, they asked her, what is one thing you would change about your life? And she said, I would have never been married. And she said, and this is like, she's like 100 and something now. And she said, I didn't need those men to do what I did in my life. I could have done without being married. And she said, if there's any advice I would give to young women, don't get married. And this is somebody who grew up in an age where you were taught that that's what you had to do. I mean, she's like over 100 years old. But she says what she's realized in her life, and I've heard this from a lot of older women, is don't get married. They have all told me that. So we are going to see more and more women who are going to stay single and having kids out of wedlock, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So why do we continually keep demonizing it? Because we have all these religious sects. I mean, we're talking deep, you know, everybody makes out like Christians are so horrible and they're so, you know, so deep in the religion and it's so crazy. Well, you know, you're looking at Islam and Muslim also, they're 10 times worse about how women should be. You know, women have to wear hijabs and they have to stay covered up. I mean, let's look at what the Taliban's doing in Afghanistan. I mean, it's horrible. It is horrible. Women are being beat to death and caused physical damage, mental damage, brain damage, the whole nine yards, because there's a bunch of men in that country who think that women should just be slaves. I mean, that's really what they're doing. And they're also trying to control the men and saying men should wear beards and they shouldn't be shaved. And they don't want anybody to look Western. Western being like Americans or European, right? They don't want any of them to look that way. They want them to look like they're from some dark age, you know, thousands of years ago. So we've got that scale that we're having to deal with. And I was reading an article the other day, you know, they did a religious sect of places like Germany. Well, because Germany has gotten so many immigrants and refugees, the Muslim religion has 6.6% of the population as Muslim, and then Christianity is like 4.7. So the Muslims outnumber the Christians in a Christian country that has been Christian for eons because of all the immigrants moving in from all of these Middle Eastern countries. And then, of course, you've got China, who they're not supposed to have a religion, but you know they've got, you know, Muslim and Islam religions there as well as Christianity, and that's all underground. They say that there's a huge Christian underground following in China, but they just don't talk about it in public. So, but, you know, regardless, we have some pretty radical religions out there that are trying to overtake what these companies, Disney and other companies, do by saying, well, this doesn't align with our religious views, and you shouldn't be doing this. And if you want our money, if you want us not to trash you out in public and make sure that all the Muslims, Islams, Christians, Hindus, whatever, they will say, then we'll make sure that we tell all our churches to not come see this movie or to not go to your parks anymore or blah, blah, blah. Well, and they are very concerned about that because I'm sure they do their stats. And I'm sure they do their homework and find out that these
religions or these sects of religions are giving them quite a bit of money, and they don't want to lose that cash flow, right? I mean, I have a lot of Christian friends that go to Disneyland, and it's because it's, you know, it's a clean family environment. So this is what Disney runs on, you know? Although people don't know it, but Disney also owns other movie companies and other TV companies. I think that I even found out that Disney did like soft porn. They have some sort of company, but it's under a different name. But it's not right out there in the open, right? It's not under Disney. It's under a different name. And it is part of their wide variety of corporations. But people don't know that because the company is in a different name, right? And there's, you know, people don't seem to mind that Disney does other types of movies as well. But, you know, again, those companies are under other names. A lot of people might not know that Disney owns those companies. So it's kind of ironic to me. But what people want is they want the Disney image, the actual Disney, Walt Disney image, to remain, you know, whitewashed almost, you know. And they want it to be, you know, you have to be married. They want it to support their religions, right? So that's what they're having a problem with here, is that if they do not pull her off of that roster, and she goes on stage and she sings either pregnant or having a baby right before, and it's, you know, public knowledge, they don't want their sons and daughters looking at that. And they're saying, well, she had a baby out of wedlock. She's doing great. They don't want her to become a hero to their children, right? Because then all of this religious stuff they're trying to stuff down their kids' throats, I mean, let's just be honest, that's what they're trying to do, is going to be questioned by those kids. Well, why are you telling us we have to do that when she's not doing it? Right? I mean, that's exactly what they're afraid of. So what these religious parents are afraid of is that their kids are going to go the other way if they start seeing what other people are doing. But the sad part about that is, your kids are going to see it. Whether you try to keep them from it or not, they have to deal with the real world. And if you hide your kids from the real world, once they get out into the real world, they're going to have a hard time dealing with it at 18. Because they've been brainwashed their whole life to think that these kind of things don't happen, or this isn't done, or they're going to become radical right-wing horrible people who put down people because they're not living this way. Because, oh, we're better than you because we've grown up in this religion and we, you know, God loves us because we're doing this. I mean, look at the Islam religions and the Muslim religions like the Taliban and Syria and all those religions. They, you know, they use that to control their people. You know, the Taliban's using that to control women. Women don't have to live like that. They shouldn't have to. Those women can make choices, which is why they're protesting against it, which is why some of these women are getting beaten and murdered. Because they're saying, no, we don't have to live like this. This is not part of a religion. This is a part of what men have put into the religion. And they're questioning their religions because their religions are cruel, and they shouldn't be cruel. So, you know, when people start to question their religion and people start losing control, like, you know, these male Taliban, they don't want to lose control. They don't want everybody to realize that they can live a different way. Because then they lose control of everybody, and everybody then rises up against them, and they lose their power. People use religion for power. And I will even say that families, parents, use religion to control their children. And you cannot do that.
Like I said, the story I told you about the 14-year-old who got pregnant. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to, you know, shame her into control, right? Well, you know what? You had shamed her into control before that, and she got pregnant. So it didn't work. And it doesn't work. Trying to force people to live the way that you want them to live, which is why we have separation of church and state in this country and other countries, is crazy, because you cannot do that. You can't, you know, people might think that they're controlling somebody, but the only reason that they may feel that they're controlling someone is because that person is just keeping their mouth shut to, you know, get along to go along, but they resent you. They hate you and they don't agree with you, right? So your children will resent you and hate you and not agree with you. And then once they hit 18 and they get out that door, guess who's not going to be calling you? Guess who's not going to want to have anything to do with you? Guess who's going to, you know, pull back and never talk to you? Your children. Because once they get out into the real world and they find out that they had choices, that their parents were just trying to control them, that their parents were telling them lies, basically, that really weren't true, then they're going to say, why would I ever want to speak to you again? You know, my opinion in raising children is, you know what, here, you show them everything. You know, you show them with the options that they have in religion, and you let them make their own choice. You show them the options that they have in politics. And when they get to be 18, they make their own choice. They vote. They make their own choice. People go into a voting booth. You don't know who they're voting for. You don't have to tell your parents who you're voting for. And wives, you don't have to tell your husband who you're voting for. Or vice versa. You know, if your husband's trying to force you to vote for somebody, you go in there and you just vote for whoever you want. Because that is supposed to be private, a private place that you're supposed to be able to make those choices on your own. You should not be controlled by someone. So, same thing with parents. So, that's what this really boils down to, is parents trying to control their children, right? Or, you know, just basic fear that their, you know, their children are going to see this 24-year-old adult, mind you, having a baby out of wedlock, and then, oh my gosh, my kids are going to think that's okay, and then they're, you know, oh, then it's going to degenerate, and they're going to think it's okay for them to have kids now out of wedlock, and da-da-da-da. Well, you know, once your kids hit 18, they're going to make their own decisions. So I think that that's where this is going, and what's, for me, is a shocker is that, you know, because of all those religious sects and the fact that they want to control their children or their families or whatever, they are going to denigrate this poor girl at the age of 24. And they are going to rip her to shreds. And they're going to take this beautiful moment in her life, her first pregnancy with someone she's obviously in love with, and they are going to rip it apart. And don't tell me that that won't affect her pregnancy, emotionally, physically. Don't tell me that's not affecting it now because of the stress she's being put under. And don't tell me that won't affect how she raises this child. Or will she resent this child because she's now going to lose an Oscar nomination? I mean, what are you people doing? You're causing problems in this girl's life. This woman's life. Young woman, but, you know. So, there's a lot of side effects that this can have for her. As well as what you're worried about is going to show to your children. You know what? If you don't like what's happening in what she's doing, then, you know, when that comes up on the screen, you know, turn it off. Tell them. You know, you can say, I don't want you to watch this. But then again, I don't agree with that either, because this is the real world. People have babies out of wedlock. You know, Rihanna's has had two children out of wedlock, right? She's doing fine. She's one of the richest women on the face of the planet. She doesn't have to listen to you. Even if she quit now, with all the bank she has, with all the money she has in the bank, she could live the rest of her life living the high life and not care what you think. That's the difference, right? That's the difference. Rihanna doesn't have to worry. Now, if Rihanna did a thing for Disney, would they make her not go on stage? You know, I mean, I don't know who runs the Super Bowl thing, but, you know, Rihanna was on stage pregnant. And maybe that's why she hid it. Because she didn't want to hear any of the bull about being pregnant out of wedlock and not being married. You know? Maybe that's why she did it that way. And then, you know, then it's over and she can go off somewhere and hide and not have to hear all the negativity, right? Because she's some public figure that, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's not married and she's pregnant and then my kid has to watch that. Well, it's a natural thing. You know, I can remember growing up and seeing women who were pregnant who weren't married, and you know, of course you have that initial, oh my gosh, she's not married, da, da, da. But in the long run, I never really judged them, and in the long run, I never really looked at that and said, oh, now I want to go out and be not married and have a baby. No, that is not what happened. That's not what happened for me, and I'm a very strong-willed person, right? I still wanted to get married and find somebody that I loved and have a child within marriage, blah, blah, blah. I still wanted all that, even though I saw those things around me, right? Because I understood that that's their choice for their life. They can live their life any way they want. I'm going to live my life differently, right? I'm going to make choices my way. I'm going to make choices on how I want to do things. So I think, you know, we just haven't gotten there yet in society. And it bothers me that we're creating stress for these young ladies, whether they be teenagers or over 18. We're creating stress for these young women who, you know, they get pregnant and they decide to keep the child. They, you know, which I would think most people would commend them for that. Instead of having an abortion, you know, maybe, you know, they were surprised that they got pregnant. Although, you know, if the penis is going in the vagina every single time, you're going to get pregnant if you're not wearing a condom. We've had this discussion on another podcast too. Condoms work 100% of the time as long as you use them right, right? As long as you're putting them on. And you're changing them every time you have an orgasm. Every time the male has an orgasm. Right? Otherwise it'll slip off because you're literally lubricating it from the inside with sperm. But, you know, condoms work 100% of the time. So if you are having sex, you're going to get pregnant. Every single time, there's a chance you're going to get pregnant. And if it doesn't happen the first couple months or whatever, it doesn't mean you have some silver bullet that's keeping you from getting pregnant. You just got lucky. You just got lucky that all the sperm didn't, you know, make it or whatever. Whatever happened. But usually, most people, if they're having sex, within the first few times, they get pregnant, right? So, this is what happens. This is nature. This is how it happens. And I just can't believe that people are demonizing women for being the ones to get pregnant. And I can't believe they're going to demonize this young girl and take something away from her in her career because she's having a baby, which is the most natural thing in the world that could happen. I don't know. What do you think about it? I think this is ridiculous. I think we should be past this at this day and age. But as things are changing, as things are changing in society, you can see there's always a pullback. If you look through history, as things changed, particularly for women, but even in other areas, as things changed, there's always a sect of the society that tries to pull back. And right now we have the religious right-wing factions that are trying to pull back and take everything back 50 to 100 years, right? We've got, you know, they're trying to change the abortion law,
Roe v. Wade. They're trying to change gay marriage. They're trying to pull back on that. They want to get that rescinded. All of those things. You know, they're trying to even pull birth control and say that birth control shouldn't be available. But believe me, all those people who are trying to rescind it and pull it back, those are all wealthy people who are going to be able to pay for all that stuff anyway. And that's what's amazing about all these right-wing religious sects. They'll say that, but then all of those things, abortion, birth control, all of those things will show up in the wealthy community where they've paid for it. You can go back years and find out that all those things were being paid for by wealthy people who just hid it, had their doctors do it, had their doctors prescribe things to them, and they just hid it from the public that they were getting away with all that stuff while they were standing up in front of everybody and saying that it was wrong to do. It's the human race. That's how humans are. You know, it's okay for me, but it's not okay for you. You know, I'm going to judge you for doing it publicly. At least when I do it privately and nobody knows, is what they're thinking, right? So, I think that this is just a symptom in the society of everybody wanting to pull back and go back to that time where it was all private, right? It wasn't out in the open. People didn't know about it. And, you know, abortion isn't out in the open, you know, that's still private. But that's the other thing they're trying to do. They're trying to change those laws so that every woman who gets an abortion, it will be public knowledge. And we're not talking about from here on out. We're talking about they're going to go back in time to all the other people who've had abortions throughout time, and they're going to publicly post all of that into public knowledge. Now, you know, I would hope that there's some grandfather clause in there if that law comes out, but I just hope it doesn't come out at all, because that's wrong. That is private medical information, and it should not be announced out to the world. You know, anything that's medical should be covered by the HIPAA privacy laws, right? So, yeah. So, this is just another thing that is, you know, I don't know. I saw it today. It's just another thing that's bringing up all the problems that we have right now, where everyone's trying to take us back in time 50 to 100 years instead of moving forward, because people are afraid of change. People are afraid of change. They're afraid of things changing. They like everything to be status quo because they're comfortable with that. They're comfortable with the status quo. Change means that you have to change. You have to be able to accept something new. And that's hard for people. It's hard for people. They want to stay status quo. They don't want to move forward and change because that, you know, that there's things in the emotions and things in you that have to change in order to be able to go through that change. But that is life. That is how you grow, and that's how you become a better person. You know, you go through change, right? And you have to handle that change, and you have to move on to the next level of who you are. That's why change is good. It takes you to the next level. It takes you to a better understanding of who you are as a human being, and who everyone around you is as a human being, and the whole world, and what it is like, and how you have to be able to process things. It's called maturity, and it's called growing up. And that's what a lot of these people don't want to do. They don't want to accept that it's okay to have a baby out of wedlock. It's okay to be happy for that person. And it doesn't mean that they are an immoral person because they are doing it. And it doesn't mean that your kids are going to do it just because they see someone else doing it. You know, kids on the playground see other kids picking on other kids. Does that mean they're going to go pick on them? No. You know, there's a chance they could, but if you're teaching your kids right at home, they're not going to be the ones picking on people on the playground. And they're actually going to stand up for those kids that are getting picked on in the playground. If you're teaching your kids right at home. If you're teaching your kids right at home, they're going to wait for sex. If you're giving them sexual education, they're going to understand how they get pregnant and what they need to do to not get pregnant. Right? So they're not going to be having babies too soon or out of wedlock,
right? If you're teaching your kids right at home, they will make those right decisions. Don't cut your kids short on what they're capable of. You have to let them see what's going on in the world. Now, there are some things that are so horrible. Yes, you shouldn't let kids see, you know, violence, whatever. But when it comes to life and birth and all of those things, you should let kids know that it is okay to have a baby out of wedlock, and it is okay to be happy for that person, and it is okay to welcome their baby into this world and love that baby and love that mother and to help them and to get them through life. They should not be demonized. That's my opinion. What do you think? You can leave me a message on the podcast here. You can let me know if there's something further you want me to discuss or another subject you want to discuss. But I don't think there's anything wrong with Halle Bailey walking up on stage and singing pregnant and not being married. I don't think that's going to affect your children. I don't think it's going to change who they are. It might make them a better person if they are able to accept that it's okay that she's having a baby. It will make them a better person if they are loving and kind about that. And then they will go out and they will be loving and kind to other people. That is what you want your child to be. You don't want them to be these judgmental, horrible people who make people feel bad about their lives. No, that's not what you want. You want your kids to grow up to accept others, to love others, to be kind to others, and to not judge them. That is what true love and religion should be about. Until the next time, Amherst Eclectic.